Merry Christmas. We welcome you to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Christmas Eve. During Advent and worship, we lit the purple candles week by week, one by one, and we talked about the joy that Jesus brings to the world. And we waited, and we waited, and we waited for Christmas Eve. Well, tonight our waiting is over. The Christ candle is glowing because Jesus is born. Let the celebration begin. Able for the call to worship. Let the celebration begin. Jesus is born tonight. Let the celebration begin. Let us pray. Oh God, take us back to Bethlehem tonight, for we, like the shepherds, want to stand by the manger and feel the wonder of baby Jesus. Remind us that this small baby boy was sent by God to tell us the story of God's never-ending love for us, to bring joy to the world. Amen. Tonight is the night we tell the story of Jesus' birth. The story begins with Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem. Oh, it was a long trip for Joseph and Mary, especially for Mary because she was very pregnant. They were going to have a baby quite soon. Dave, will you tell us the amazing story as it's told in the Bible?
Absolutely. At that time, Augustus Caesar sent out an order. The order said that all people in the countries under Roman rule must list their names in a register. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Thus, everyone went to their own hometowns to be registered. Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was now pregnant.
Thank you.
discuss what happened while Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem. You're exactly right. Baby Jesus was born. I bet Mary and Joseph felt so much joy in their hearts that night. Dave, will you please continue to tell us about this joyous story?
Yes. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them to stay in the inn.
Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Well, the story continues in the countryside where the shepherds were taking care of their sheep. These shepherds, they were faithful Jewish men. They knew that the prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before, had told the people that God would send a special person to the world to help God's people. God would send a Savior. In fact, Isaiah said it was such a special person that the mountains would sing and the trees would clap their hands. Well, the shepherds were so surprised on this night when the angels appeared in the sky. The angels told the shepherds that finally God had sent a special baby into the world to help God's people. Why don't we clap our hands? Because we, like the trees and the mountains and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph, are joyful that God sent Jesus into our world. So, Dave, can we hear more?
Absolutely. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased."
I were a shepherd late at night and I saw an angel shining bright,
I would have been surprised too. Yes, I would have been surprised too.
Shepherds really wanted to see Jesus. And when those angels disappeared, the shepherds stopped what they were doing in the middle of what they were doing and immediately went straight to Bethlehem. But when they got to Bethlehem, they were amazed that yes, indeed, God had sent a special baby. They were so excited. They just couldn't hide their joy. So they rushed home to tell everybody who would listen that God's promised baby had come into the world. Dave, we want to listen too. Will you continue to tell us the story?
When the angels went away from them and back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, about which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When they have seen him, they told what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed at what the shepherds said, but Mary treasured these things and continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything they had seen and heard. It had been just like the angels told them.
Thank you.
folks heard the good news, they had joy in their hearts. And tonight, you and I, we have joy in our hearts. So I'd like to invite the children forward, and the shepherds can go back to their fields. And Mary and Joseph, you can go back to your families. Let's go over here. I'm so glad to see so many of you. What a special night this is. And you know what? I am so glad that I get to share it with you. We've talked a lot about joy during Advent. And these big letters, they helped us wait and wait and wait. J-O-Y. Joy. I'm wondering if you can help me now when I count to three. You yell joy as loud as you can. Are you ready? One, two, three. What do you think? How'd they do? Pretty good. For indeed, this is such a joyful time. And the story we just heard is full of joy. Mary and Joseph, they must have felt so much joy to hold their little baby. It's just wonderful to hear a baby crying. It reminds us how much we love babies. And those shepherds, they had so much joy in their hearts after hearing the angels, that they rushed to see Jesus in the manger, and they could hardly wait to go home so they could tell everybody about the joy. Yeah, the Christmas story is all about joy. As God sent Jesus to our world to teach us about God's love and God's joy. So, you know, you might think to yourself, things make you happy. Like, I'm really hopeful tomorrow the gifts you get will make you very, very happy. And I'm hopeful that the meal you have will make you very, very happy. But God's joy is something much greater than things that make us happy. God gives us joy because God assures us that no matter what, no matter what, no matter how bad your day is, no matter how mad you are, no matter how sad you are, God is there for you, always holding you in God's arms. That's what God's joy is about. But you know, there's another part of the story. God is inviting you to be part of God's team. Because God needs people here on earth to help make people happy, to help make people joyful. God needs for you, when you see somebody that's sad, to go and give that person an extra hug. Or if you see somebody that needs some food or needs some clothes, that you'll help supply those. God wants you on God's team. And God wants you to remember, even in the saddest, darkest days of your life, God's there providing you with light. And eventually, you'll feel better because of that. So I have something for you. Just a minute. What does it say? It says joy. That's right. So each one of you will get one of these, And I hope that you'll bring it out year after year, remembering God's joy that came because of Jesus Christ. And on the back, I've got GPC 2013, so you'll remember when you got it. And you know what else I hope you'll remember? I hope you'll remember the letters and how we learn that J is for what? Jesus. The O is for others, because Jesus wants us to help others. And the Y is because Jesus and God loves you so much. And that's what I'm hoping you will remember. So let's have a prayer. Thank you, God, for coming into our world and bringing us joy. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and it's full of joy. So if you'll come over here, I'll give you your ornament. There you go. If you're in the junior choir, Mrs. White has yours. Merry Christmas. Let us pray. God of the ultimate joy, we come before you excited that it's Christmas Eve. Thank you for sending Jesus into our world. In the cry of an infant, you've given us hope to all who cry. By the light of a star, you've guided people to you. As we hear the familiar sacred story and sing beloved carols, may we, like the shepherds, respond to the good news of the amazing possibilities for a peaceful, loving world. And we give you thanks for our family and friends with whom we share this season, both those with us and those in our hearts. Holy God, we want to spread the news of the joy of this holy birth on this sacred baby, of this sacred baby humbly lying in a manger. Help us, we ask, to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Amen. As many of you probably remember, for the past 5 years, our Christmas Eve offering has been used to collect a fund that we intended to build a basic school in a small, impoverished village in Jamaica. The good, joyful news of that is we did it. This summer, that school was completed, thanks to all of you. In addition, children are there now, maybe not right now, but a few days ago. They're going to school in this building. So tonight's offering is going for a different reason, different project, but it has some similarities. And that is, this fall, we connected with the Jamaican farm workers that are in our area that come up for the summer and fall months to work with the farmers. And we provided a meal here at the Gates Church for them. And that's an exciting mission project for us, and we'd like to expand it. So tonight, our offering will go toward that mission project. Thank you. we will go out in joy and go forth. This past year's confirmation class to come forward for the candle lighting, and everybody can be seated. So while they're lighting your candle, we ask you to hum Silent Night. When all the candles are lit, we'll sing. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall never overcome it. Joy to the world. Amen.
Yeah.